Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Harlow Wilcox, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in Hollywood and presented by this station and United States Saving Bonds as a public service. Our guests for this program, Fibber McGee and Molly. But before you meet those Wistful Vista residents, here are the Savings Bonds Orchestra and singers under the direction of Dennis Agay with Rise and Shine.
Rise and shine, stand up and take it, rise and shine. Life's what you make it. If Bloom the sword should get you, as he soon does, shout hidey-hoity-ho and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine, don't be a mourner, things are fine. Around the corner, no harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it, find the sun, rise and shine. Around the corner, no harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it like the sun, rise and shine.
Like many of us, Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista has a porterhouse appetite and a hot dog income. He's tried many get-rich-quick schemes, but until now, none of them has worked. We say until now because, look, here he comes with a new one as we meet Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly. Molly, where are you? Hey, Molly, where are you? Hey, Molly.
Here I am, dearie. You can stop shouting. Somebody chasing you or something? Are the police...
No. Look, we're going to be rich. I got the idea of a lifetime.
All right. Take off your coat and hat and tell me about it.
Well, my gosh, kiddo, aren't you excited? You don't want to be rich? Don't you want to know my plans?
Of course I do, McGee. I always like to know how you're going to make us rich.
Well...
You've had thousands of ideas like that, and I've been interested in every one of them.
Well, this one is it, Snooky. This is foolproof. This is airtight, and it's legal. See this can of soup?
Yes. What kind is it?
Mock turtle. I got it down...
Why didn't you get tomato? I don't care for mock turtle soup.
The kind of soup it is ain't important. I bought this can of soup because...
But as long as you were buying soup, you might at least have got the same kind with the kind we liked, you know. My goodness, you don't...
But I tell you, that's why I bought it, because neither of us like it.
Let me feel your forehead, dearie. You're running a little fever.
No, I'm not. I'm as cute as a cucumber. I mean, listen, this is a new soup, see? McBender's Mock Turtle Soup. And here's what they advertise. Now, get this. They say, if you don't like this soup, return it to your dealer and get double your money back.
Yes, but you won't know if you like it till you eat it. And if you eat it, how can you return it?
We can taste it, can't we? And we won't like it, will we? So we return it, don't we? So we get twice our money back, aren't we?
Yes, but dearie, you
Look,
can't...
I paid 32 cents for this soup. Double my money is 64. I take the 64 and buy two cans of soup. I take them back and get $1.28. Then I buy four cans of soup. I return them $2.56. You catch on?
Why, I never heard of such a thing.
I got it all figured out, baby. I figured out that by doubling my money every time, at the end of 2 weeks, I'll have $3,400,000.
But, darling, the company that makes the soup, why, you'll put them out of business.
That's their tough luck. They should have thought of that. There, business is business. As the Fox Terrier says when he ran out with the Frankfurter, it's dog eat dog.
Yes, but $3 million
$3 million, that's just the beginning. With some sound investments, I can run that up into $20 million. We'll buy a yacht. I'll own a few railroads. We'll have homes all over the country. No more balcony seats at the movies. I'll buy out Daryl Zanuck.
Where does Clark Gable work?
Metro-Golden-Mayer.
Well, then forget Mr. Zanuck. Buy Louis B. Mayer.
Okay, anything you want. After all, $3 million in 2 weeks ain't chopped chives. And at the end of the year, just...
Now, if this is the Treasury Department, what'll I say?
Tell them I don't deal with underlings. Tell them to have the Secretary of the Treasury make an appointment. I can spare him 15 minutes a week from Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Very well, sir. Come in. Oh, it's the mayor, McGee. Hello, Your Honor.
Hello, Molly. Good day, McGee.
Hi, Latriv, old man. Sorry if I seem absent-minded. I'm just thinking about buying the Empire State Building. If we move to New York, I'll want some place to keep my automobiles.
What was that again, McGee?
Well, he's got a new scheme to get rich, Mr. Mayor.
See this can of soup, Latriv? That's the foundation of my fortune.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You pretend to find a rusty nail in it and sue the company, I suppose.
No.
Oh, nothing as crude as that, Mr. Mayor.
No.
He gets double his money back if he doesn't like it. Then he buys two more cans of soup, returns them, and collects twice the amount, and so on.
Yes, sir, and so on. Ad infinitum. It's foolproof, Latrivia, and it's legal. Hey, you got any idea of how to invest a few million bucks?
Yes, I have. You see, my uncle, who was a miner in Colorado, had a fortune of $500,000.
Imagine that. Who took care of it for him, Your Honor?
What do you mean, who took care of it for him? He handled it himself.
Handled $500,000? A miner? Well, all I can say is that Colorado must have some awful loose laws. Letting a young kid like that have all that dough. Why, when I was a kid that
My
age...
uncle was not a kid. He was a middle-aged man.
You said he was a miner.
He was a miner. He had a gold mine.
Oh, he didn't have a gold mine, Si. He was a gold mine. Any youngster with $500,000 to throw around is...
I tell you, he was not a milliner.
Huh?
A mineral.
Huh?
He was a muddle-aged, a gold-digging... My uncle was 55 years old. Is that clear?
No, it isn't, frankly. If he was 55 and still considered a miner,
yeah.
Why...
Maybe he falsified his age.
Sure. Maybe he just looked young. Some men are so...
Please!
Ooh.
All I said was that my uncle... the speak I was manning about... the $500,000 that my minkle had was... He was perfectly collapsible, capable of golding his own mines, mining his own gold. McGee?
Yes?
I lied.
Mm-hmm.
I never had an uncle. And if I did, he never had a dime. Now then, can we drop the whole thing?
Certainly. Now about investing McGee's $3 million.
Where'll I put it, Latrivia?
It's nice to be talking sense again. The investment I always recommend is United States savings bonds, McGee.
Are they safe, Your Honor?
When they cease to be safe, it won't matter anyway.
Okay, that's what I'll do, Latriv. U.S. savings bond. What interest do I get on them?
They return $4 for three in just 10 years.
That means $4 million for your $3 million, dear.
Oh, great, great, great. That's for me. You really recommend them, eh, Latrivia?
Unreservedly. I always say that... What are you doing, McGee?
Opening this can of soup. Gotta taste it before I take it back.
Oh, I see. But about U.S. savings bonds, I recommend them to everybody who wants a certain, safe, and profitable investment. For a man who wants to send his children to college, for a family who want to retire or travel in the future, for married couples who would...
Skip it, Latrivia, skip it. The deal's off.
What? What's the matter, dear? You're pale. What happened?
I tasted the soup.
Well, if it's that bad, you can return it with a clear conscience, can't you?
That's just it. It ain't bad. It's good. I like it. It's delicious. Ain't that just my luck? Here I get a $1 million idea, foolproof and legal, and the dat-ratted soup is delicious.
Now, guest star turns to the exhilarating rhythms of the polka, blended with the colorful mood of frolics around the gypsy campfire. It's the Savings Bonds Orchestra and Gypsy Polka. Friends, just in case you haven't heard, it's now possible for everyone to buy those good United States savings bonds regularly, the easy, automatic way. Where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Good idea? You bet. Because only regular saving is effective saving. And of course, planning today for a financially secure tomorrow is a must for everyone. For details, ask where you work or ask where you bank. From George Gershwin's score for the Broadway production OK, Dennis Agay, the Savings Bonds Orchestra and singers, recall Someone to Watch Over Me and Clap Your Hands.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who walks over me. I'm a little lad who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who walks over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead, oh how I need someone who walks over me. Clap your hands, clap your thighs, hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody come along and join the jubilee. Clap your hands, clap your thighs. Don't you lose time, don't you lose time. Come along and shake your shoes, and now for you and me.
On the sand of time, you were only a pebble.
Oh, Lord.
Remember, trouble must be treated just like a rebel.
Thanks to the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody come along, everybody come and join the jubilee. Everybody join the jubilee.
This is your host, Harlow Wilcox, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service, produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Our sincere thanks to Fibber, McGee, and Molly and the entire cast for appearing on this Guest Star program. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.